Welcome back into Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Vikings general manager Rick Spielman joins us with the 2015 NFL Draft in the books. Another one complete.
Yeah, very excited about this weekend. We thought we had a lot of great football players, a lot of young, talented football players, and looking forward to next weekend. We can see him and actually our coaches get a hold of him and start working with these young guys.
And there's a lot of work to do because, once again, you've drafted 10 players, Rick. I mean, that's great for content for the site, but we have a lot of work to get to. So we're going to do a little bit of a spin on the recap. We're going to ask you for a one-liner on all the players that you drafted on the final day. All right? Okay. So we'll start with the offensive tackle from Pittsburgh, TJ Clemmings, who we picked up in the fourth round.
Great value. He was a defensive lineman that moved over to offensive lineman, has tremendous upside, felt he would have gone a lot earlier than we were able to get him.
Great. Okay, we're off to
a good start. Is that more than one sentence?
We can fit that all on one line, okay? That all fits on one line. So let's go to the next one, Southern Illinois, and we get a tight end in the fifth round named Michael Pruitt.
Very versatile, can play slot, H-back, potential fullback. North Turner was very excited about the potential and how he can use this kid in our offense.
And he comes from?
Southern Illinois.
Which is special to you because?
It's my alma mater, even though he didn't know it was my alma mater.
You got to school him up now. All right, next one, fifth round. We stay in the fifth round. A wide receiver from Maryland, Stephon Diggs.
Very athletic, potential returner, speed, quickness, athletic ability.
All right, great. Sixth round, another offensive tackle from the University of Oklahoma. We've gotten quite a few good players from that school. Tyrus Thompson.
Athletic, versatile to play both the left and right side. Don't be surprised if you see him at offensive guard.
All right, cool. Stay in the sixth round, defensive end, B.J. DeBoas, and you mentioned his Florida State tape as something that impressed you.
Base defensive end, inside nickel rusher, had a great game against Florida State the night I was down there. Fits what we're looking for from a versatile defensive lineman that can play multiple positions.
Okay, seventh round, offensive tackle from the University of Alabama, Austin Shepard.
Right tackle, projected probably inside the guard. Very good Senior Bowl. Very tough. Very physical. Inline mauler.
All right. The final one-liner, seventh round, a linebacker, Edmund Robinson from Newberry.
Very athletic, long, 6'2", 6'3", 245 pounds, ran in the 4.5s. Will be a multi-position player.
Great. Okay, before we let you go, a couple more quick ones to end things here. Character was, it seems to be a theme in this thing. Versatility is always a theme, but character for these guys seems to be a common trait.
Passion, athletic ability, character. And Coach Zimmer and I both believe if we can bring in high-quality, high-character people, those are the guys that are going to win football games for you.
A guy who's been in the scouting department for a long time, this was the first draft in his current role, Jamal Stevenson. Tell everyone about him and why this was a new thing for him.
Is this one-liner?
Nope. You can talk in many
smooth
lines about Jamal. Yeah. Jamal deserves it.
No, he did an unbelievable job for his first time. And I very organized, ran the meetings very well, was an instrumental piece to this draft this year. And I also have to commend Scott Stedwell, because he really helped Jamal feel comfortable in that role. And Jamal fit in very well, and I was very excited and very pleased on how he handled this whole process.
Don't even tell me that you guys are already working on 2016 players.
In 2 weeks, we'll get started on next year's draft.
The work never ends, does it?
Always.
All right, congrats on a great draft.
Thank you.
Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more coverage of the 2015 NFL Draft.